Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Cal Harris' name, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. My guest this evening is keyboardist Cal Harris to talk about his brand new CD, Shelter Island, that features Joel Del Rosario, Elon Trotman, and Marion Meadows. Cal, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm good. How is this? Is this better?
Yes, this is great.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Happy to have you on.
Hey, happy to be here.
Now, first of all, I want to mention the cover of Shelter Island. Really nice cover. Tell me about that.
Well, one of the artists featured on Shelter Island is Marion Meadows, and I just was having a conversation with him about the track that we worked on together, and just told him that I was, you know, also working on trying to get the cover done, and he told me, hey, you know, I do art, you know, and, you know, he's done a few other covers, you know, he did one for Steve Oliver. And So he told me, he said, hey, what's your concept? And I explained to him, you know, what I was trying to do. And he had a draft for me the next morning that just blew us all away. And so everyone I showed it to it was like, yeah, this is it. And, so he is a true talent, and I'm glad to have him on the CD in both capacities, as an artist,
I like this.
Drawing and playing.
Yes, definitely. I like this cover a lot. I like that really nice concept there. Very nice. So I mentioned that you have Elon Trotman, who seems to be everywhere these days, And I was really happy to see Joel on the CD as well. How long have you known him?
I've known Joel now for about a year and a half, maybe two. He's a great artist, and I was really happy to have him be a part of this CD. It was, you know, he really brought a lot of these tracks to life. He's actually probably the artist who appears on more songs than anyone else. We're good friends, and just really enjoy working with him, and he really brings something special to the project.
Mm. And I think with Elon, I think your CD is probably the third or fourth CD that I have seen Elon on. Like I said, he seems to be everywhere, which is a good thing, because I remember when we first interviewed him, you know, and he was new in getting out there as well and trying to get exposure. And now he seems to be, you know, on everybody's music. And Smooth is a really nice single, the top 10 single. So that was really nice. Congratulations to you on that.
Yeah, I was really happy about that. Thank you. Yeah. That was really wonderful. And, you know, Elon just came to town and, you know, was doing a show and was kind enough to invite me to join him on stage for a couple songs. And while he was here in town, I was like, hey, you know, let's go in the studio and cut something. And, you know, he came in there and just really put set that song on fire. So, big shout out to Elon. I'm actually going to see him tomorrow at the Jazz Festival in Big Bear. He's supposed to be up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there Saturday. Are you going to be there Saturday?
Yes, I think I am. Yeah, I am going to be there Saturday. I'll be there all 3 days. I mean, I'm there as an observer, but I'll be there passing out some Shelter Island samplers, so you can get a little taste of Shelter Island. A little try before you buy CD, and enjoying some great jazz music, and, you know, just enjoying the hang.
Well, I will definitely have to make a point to look for you and find you. I'll be there. I'll arrive tomorrow night, but I won't be attending any concerts tomorrow night. But I will be there Saturday, and so I will definitely look for you.
Well, you'll know me because I'll probably be the tallest person there. I'm about 6'6" with dreads, so if you can't find me, you're blind.
And you'll know me because I'm 5'11" and I'm bald. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we should be the first two people we see.
That's right. That's right. So now I was reading your bio and about your background and your father and everything and how you kind of grew up in the music business. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, like you said, my father was in the industry. He was the chief engineer over at Motown back in the '60s. When, you know, Motown in its heyday, he mixed just about every one of those Motown songs that you love, that we all know and love. And, I was fortunate enough to be able to be in the studio and, you know, witness music being made, you know, and watching him be a part of it and get to meet a lot of great artists and hear a lot of great music, and just nothing like hearing something in the studio and hearing it being worked on and then later on hearing it in, you know, on the radio. And that kind of set the fire in me to want, you know, to want to hear my stuff on the radio.
And did someone in that, as you were growing up as a young boy, young man, did someone influence you to play the keyboards, or was that a choice of your own?
Yeah, that someone would be my dad. He's a keyboard player as well. I have never lived in a house that didn't have a piano, at least a piano in it. And, as it became, you know, as the synthesizer age kicked in, then, you know, there were 10 to 20 keyboards in the house at any given time. So, it was kind of a no-brainer. And my dad played, and you know, I would wake up in the morning and hear him playing, and that was inspirational, and that was something that I said, I want to be able to do that. So.
Well, I have not heard your first CD, Inside Out, but I did read that, some really good reviews on that one. And this second CD of yours, Shelter Island, that one I do have, and enjoy that a lot. I really like this one. And I want to read a review on Shelter Island from Ronald Jackson from the Smooth Jazz Ride. He says, Shelter Island is not just a feel-good album. It's a feel-good and sexy album. It has peace within itself, and you're bound to be taken by that. And I have to agree with that 100%. You can read that entire review on smoothjazzride.com. But I definitely have to agree with that. It's a feel-good and sexy album. I mentioned to Cal that I am more of an up-tempo kind of girl when it comes to my music, but I also like a CD of music that I can relax to, but also has a groove and a melody to it, and I really feel that Shelter Island does that.
Great. Yeah, I just want to give a big shout-out to Ron. I mean, I read that interview, and it was really wonderful. I knew from reading it that he had, you know, listened to the record, and I actually posted on Facebook that he has definitely been to Shelter Island. His description proved that.
Yeah.
So big shout out to him.
Yeah, he does a great job on the reviews. All right, well, I want to get into some music so the listeners can hear what I enjoy so much about this CD. And I'm going to start with The Waiting, featuring Joel Del Rosario. Tell me about this one.
Well, The Waiting is a, I think a lot of people will see that somewhat as a departure, you know, from what you're used to hearing on a smooth jazz CD. And it's very cinematic, you know, in nature. And Joel Del Rosario just plays. I feature him on that song. He played on, about five or six songs on the CD. But on this one, I feature him because he just really brings it home with his guitar playing. And it's a song with a lot of emotion. It's a very special song to me. And it's definitely for your enjoyment and I think people will enjoy it. And it is, like I said, it's a little different than what you'd expect to hear. And you'll hear that with a lot of my music. But just kind of trying to expand the boundaries of what you're used to hearing in smooth jazz.
Okay. All right. This is The Waiting featuring Joel Del Rosario.
Thank you.
from Cal Harris' Shelter Island CD. That was The Waiting, featuring Joe Del Rosario. Now, you mentioned that this has a cinematic sound to it, and when I first heard it, I thought the same thing. Have you thought about submitting your music? You know, there's like websites where you can submit your music to be chosen for soundtracks for movies. Have you thought about doing that?
Absolutely. When I originally envisioned that for a movie type situation, and it's definitely not what you might expect to hear from a Cal Harris Jr. CD, but you know, I think it fits in really nice with the, you know, with what's going on with Shelter Island. So you know, and it's funny, I was talking to someone else today who has just heard the CD, and it was a woman who said that was actually one of her favorites off the CD, which was surprising to me, because I kind of went back and forth on whether to even put that on there, but, you know, it's definitely for the developed palate.
Yeah, well, I like that one a lot, very much.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. I read about some of the people that you've worked with, and Lenny Kravitz is one of them. I saw Lenny on Oprah's show, you know, where he was talking about his life and stuff. And how did you come to work with Lenny?
Well, actually, my brother Eric, who is also in the industry behind the scenes, was originally called for the job that I ended up doing, and he wasn't available, so he recommended me, so that's how I ended up there.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, yeah, his story was really interesting on her masterclass series. Really interesting story, and it was thought it was.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that, but I heard that it was really, really, a lot of people were really moved by his interview there.
Yeah, it was really good. And then Prince, you work with Prince as well, and Whitney Houston. Now, tell me about Whitney Houston. How did you come to work with her?
How did I come to work with her? You know what? I think that might even be the same story where my brother was originally called to do it. And then, no, that's not true. My brother, that's actually got turned around the other way. My brother ended up taking over that job for me, and we were doing that back and forth for many years. But, you know, a lot of this work comes from subbing for other people. You know, there'll be somebody on the gig, and then they'll need somebody. And I worked with Whitney early on, and Prince, actually, early in my career, and ended up getting both of those jobs from subbing for the same person.
Okay. Now, I know you are also a sound engineer, so were you working with them in that capacity, or were you in the band?
No, I was not in the band. Would love to have been, but I was. I've worked as a keyboard tech and programmer, and done some engineering, and you know, whatever. Nowadays, it's all kind of folding together. So
yeah,
finding people that, you know, anybody's got a laptop now can do just about all of that stuff, from video to engineering and programming. So, you know.
Well, you mentioned video, and that leads me into my next question. Will you be doing a video for Shelter Island?
Yeah, right now I'm working on a promotional video that you got soon, and then gonna probably do a video for one of these songs as well, maybe even a couple.
Did
a video for the Inside Out CD for the song She Loves the Water, and that went over pretty well. A lot of good comments off of that.
Okay. All right, the next song I'm going to play is the top 10 song Smooth, featuring Elon Trautman. Tell me about this one.
Well, I think this song is going to show you my range of musical tastes. After you just heard The Waiting, you know, this song is really it's the most up tempo song on the CD, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up there, if not the most up tempo. And like you said, it features Elon Trotman, and you know, it's a song that I was just kind of messing around with, and like I mentioned earlier, he came to town, and I said, hey, let's see what we can do with this. And he came in and played that, and I mean, it didn't take him a long time. You know, he came in there and just did an amazing job, and just glad I got a hold of him before he started really blowing up.
You get it all in one take?
Well, no, not in one take. I mean, you know, with that kind of talent, you take as many takes as he'll give you. And you know what? Every one of them was awesome. And it probably took me longer to pick, you know, which parts mm-hmm. to use than it did for him to play it, because there was this, mm-hmm. like, oh, no, I like that take. Yeah, that's the one. And then you listen to the next one, it's like, oh, no, that's the one, right? You know, and you sit there for a long time doing that, and then you finally, you know, find what's best, and that's what ends up on the single.
All right. This is the top 10 from Shelter Island. This is called Smooth, featuring Elon Trotman. Well, you can see why that was the top 10 single from Shelter Island. That was Smooth, featuring saxophonist Elon Trautman on that. You can find that on this. You can find Shelter Island on Cal's website, calharrisjr.com, and follow him on Twitter under the same name as well. Definitely pick this one up. I think you'd be very happy with this one. So, Cal, do you read the reviews on Amazon?
Yes, I do. There's a couple really nice ones there, too.
Okay, I'm going to read one from Gregory from Phoenix. He says, in a world where I feel that the genre of smooth jazz has become diluted by overproduced music with a lack of general musicianship, this recording really stands out to rise above the genre. I thought that was a really nice one.
That was humbling. Because, I definitely, want to make a mark, and it's great to, to get that kind of feedback,
Right, right. And then, as a musician playing whatever instrument, you always want to, have your own sound, your own unique sound, so that, you're recognized from the first few bars that or keys that you play. So I read a lot of nice, there were some really good reviews on Amazon about this CD, so definitely check that out. I couldn't get them all on here, but yeah, there were some good ones on there. And one lady was saying that she was waiting for you to come back. She wasn't sure whether or not, when you were coming back, and she was really happy to see Shelter Island. So that's really good. That's great.
As
all right.
As
yeah. So when did your debut CD come out?
That came out at just around the end of 2010.
Oh, okay. So it's been about, two and a half, three years since this one?
About two and a half from the release of the album. The single released right around the end of last year. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to get into another song because, like I said, I just want to give the listeners a feel of what Shelter Island is like. And so I'm going to go with track 6, Sunset Chaser, with Marion Meadows. Tell me about this one.
Wow. Yeah, that is, once again, I have really been blessed with the people that I've had the opportunity to get to work with me on this project. And, I don't know what else I can say about Marion. He made the album cover and he really, I remember the day when he gave me the first draft of this song, and I just, I was just blown away. I mean, he really interpreted it well, and he really, you can just, there's just so much feeling in this song, and he just gets right in there and puts it down. And this is Marion Meadows at his best. And I won't say at his best, but I don't know what's appropriate to say there, but he really did the song justice, let me just say that.
All right, this is Sunset Chaser. Sunset Chaser featuring Marion Meadows from Cal Harris' new CD, Shelter Island. I'd like to read another review. This one is from Scott O'Brien from SmoothJazz.com. Cal Harris Jr. definitely brings the smooth and the sexy back to smooth jazz with his outstanding sophomore release, Shelter Island. This is one of the most beautifully assembled and performed keyboard-driven albums I've heard so far this year, one that any smooth jazz aficionado would be delighted to include in their collection. Another review that I agree with 100%. Good reviews. Good reviews.
Yeah, good. It's great to get good reviews.
Yes, indeed. Now, you're in Phoenix, and I know that you're going to be at Big Bear this weekend. Do you have anything lined up in Phoenix that, you know, we can let the listeners know about so they can come and check you out?
Not currently. I don't have anything set up right now, but sign up to my Facebook page or sign up to the mailing list on calharrisjr.com. My work schedule makes it difficult for me to plan ahead and do these concerts with a lot of notice, but I'm going to be doing some pop-up kind of flash concerts, so you just have to, you know, stay tuned, and I'll be popping up for you.
Okay,
now.
Cool. And I see you have a picture here with Lori. She's in the Phoenix area as well.
Shout out to Lori. She's one of the great people who keeps this music going with her support. She's at all the concerts, and she is definitely a true jazz aficionado.
Yes, she is she's been called a super fan, and she's going to be at Big Bear as well this weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, she's in there. I'll probably see a lot of friends up there.
Yeah, it's going to be about five or six of us showing up. So, I'll definitely will track you down and look for you while I'm there. I'm excited to be my first time at Big Bear, so I'm excited to be there.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll love it. It's really nice up there. It's a beautiful place.
Plus, we get a chance to get out of this heat.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're hotter than I am in Las Vegas, but still, I'm looking forward to that cooler weather.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to ask you to choose the next one.
Well, I think my daughters may be listening, and they're featured on the current single that we're working with right now. It's called By the Bay, and you know, in that last song, you know, there's a lot of attention on Marion Meadows, and you know, of course, she does a wonderful job, and then also that guitar solo you heard in Sunset Chasers was Joel Del Rosario, and he just does an amazing solo on By the Bay, along with Keith McKelly on sax, and a lot of great musicians involved on this project. So, and my daughters are singing the background vocals on there. So we kind of went in the studio and did that as a family affair, and my daughter Holly is an aspiring singer as well, so she's featured there on the end there, and she does a really great job. I'm hearing getting a lot of great feedback from that too.
Oh, okay.
So that would be my choice, By the Bay.
All right, this is By the Bay. That was By the Bay. That is from Cal Harris' new CD, Shelter Island. You can find that on his website, calharrisjr.com, and also follow him on Twitter under the same name and on Facebook. Well, Mr. Harris, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure talking to you as well.
And I look forward to seeing you this weekend at Big Bear. I will definitely be looking for you. So look out for me as well.
And, I sure will. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I definitely want to get a hard copy of the CD, so definitely will be looking forward to that and having you sign it as well.
All righty.
All right. Well, you have a great evening. Safe travels to Big Bear, and I will see you there. And, again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you.
My pleasure. We'll see you tomorrow or Saturday. Or I guess we'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Terry.
Yes, sir. All right. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank
that was keyboardist Hal. I'm sorry. That was keyboardist Cal Harris. Again, his new CD is called Shelter Island. You can find that on his website, calharrisjr.com, and follow him on Twitter under the same name and on Facebook. Thank you for joining me here on Talking Smooth Jazz. It's been a pleasure having you aboard. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. This is called Reflection. Have a good evening.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.